Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. My co-host with me today is Jerry Peretzman.
The sun is out.
And the sun is out. Oh, yeah, see, the sun is coming out. And you know why the sun is coming out.
All right.
It's the Christina Lou show.
Right, that's what I do. I bring the sunshine.
That always brings the sun. Melts the snow, stops the rain.
That's right.
Christina did it.
That's right, guys. Well, we were just talking about all the upcoming events, and just I wanted everyone, the Balance and Strength course is at the Yes We Can Community Center, just to give everyone the heads up. And if you want to, you can call their own one to sign up for that. And then we have coming up on Monday the St. Francis Hospital Outreach Van that we always, you know, talk about on the show because it's really just such an amazing free service. And I love that you don't have to make an appointment. You can just show up and go and get these amazing cardiac screenings and blood tests for cholesterol and diabetes screenings and, you know, your blood pressure checked. So this is going to be at Apex Housing, which is located at 498 Union Avenue in Westbury. And that's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're also going to have another one coming up in July, actually, and I'll get those dates when it's a little closer, but just call through on one and you can get all that information. We have some Project Safes coming up, and that's going to be on Tuesday, June 9th at the Westbury Public Library, and that's on Jefferson Street and from 10 a.m. to 11:30. And then we have another one on Thursday, June 11th, and that's going to be at the Shelter Rock Public Library in Albertson from 1:30 to 3 p.m. And John, you want to tell us a little bit about Project Safe?
Project Safe is Seniors Against Financial Exploitation. And really, this seminar series is going very well. For Tuesdays, the 9th, we have somebody from the District Attorney's Office coming. And on the 11th, we have somebody from the Attorney General's Office coming. And for both of them, we have Charlie Berman, who is a receiver of taxes, because even in the town, it's funny how they're on top of everything so people don't get caught. And then we'll have two other guests at both events. And the point is, it just goes on that, you know, people are getting scammed constantly. Some of it's just a little bit of money, but some really is a lot of money.
Yeah, did you hear last week about someone paid $400 to get a ticket to ride on the Staten Island Ferry?
No.
Yeah, right.
$400.
$400 to buy a ticket to ride on the Staten Island Ferry. I mean,
I hope they got free donuts on that ferry.
And you know, I think one of the important things that came out of it in the report was that people come up to you dressed as if they're some official.
Right.
They have a badge, they have a number like that, and they're scammers. I mean, not even when someone comes and say they come from the public utility or the water department or anything, confirm that they're legitimate.
Right, right.
I mean, that's important. Yeah. Make a call.
Right, because and that's what it is. It's making the call because it's so easy now to forge these things, like
that's
a badge,
right.
Like a,
yeah,
I mean, you
right.
could make. I mean, especially you could whip together anything, any certificate. You know, yeah. So it's important, you know, to make the call to the legitimate company and just kind of follow up with that. I think is definitely important.
And the one thing, which everybody, I think we talked about it last week. I'm not sure. You know, there's a big IRS hacking.
Yes.
And on one of the radio stations that I listen to. Said the IRS will be calling. The IRS doesn't call.
Right.
Keep in the back of your mind, nobody ever calls. The IRS,
bank,
the town of North Hempstead is never going to call you looking for something.
And your bank never calls.
Right, nobody does.
To elicit information. If you have a question, go to the branch.
Yeah. Right, 100%.
If you're really concerned, they're legit, and someone there is going to take care of you if there's a problem.
And that's the point of Project Safe. Just
right, and that's what, you know, and that's what I think, you know, we don't want, you know, I mean, there is a lot of scams there. We don't want people walking around terrified, you know, to do anything,
right.
You know,
right,
to answer
right.
the door, to, you know, to pick up. But it's just, you know, we always say on the show, it's just to just be aware and be educated. And I think, you know, these Project Safe is a perfect forum for that. And you find out, too, that, I mean, we laugh that there's, you'll see people in a room and there's so many of them have been victims of scams. And it's just, I mean, amazing. So it's, you get to just share. Because I said, it's so hard to keep up. That's like another thing with it. It's every day. I mean, like, look what you just said. I didn't even hear about that with the ferry.
Yeah.
So I think this is a perfect place to share, you know, tips and different scams that are on the horizon.
No matter how smart we get, This is from the Attorney General's office. It's still $3 billion a year gets taken from seniors. Right. We're not talking, and that's only reported.
Right. And
so,
exactly.
You know,
and that's
somebody, if I stole something from you or vice versa, I'm not going to report it, you know. Yeah. So it's an amazing thing. Just beware.
These are two worthwhile sessions you've set up.
Yeah.
No, oh, yeah, no, they really are. People really go, are. People learn something, and, you know, you hopefully stop the next one. That's all our goal is.
That's right.
You can only stop
that's
the next one.
So that's definitely, just call 311 if you want any more information about that. And then on Wednesday, June 10th, we have our Project Independence Manhasset Community Resource Fair, which should be a great day. We do these throughout all the different regions, so now it's Manhasset's turn. But you do not need to be from Manhasset to come to this. There's, you know, organizations that serve any community. So some of them are going to be, there'll be ARP will be there, AAA will be there. We're going to have some nutritionists, you know, professional organizers, travel for seniors. There's going to be a personal historian who we actually had on the show. She's wonderful. There'll be a wellness ambassador. I mean, it's pretty much all aspects of life of things that, you know, may benefit seniors. The fair is free of charge. There'll be some raffles and there'll be lunch provided. So if you want to come, that's Wednesday, June 10th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Now that's, I'm sorry.
And it's going to be at the Company Firehouse located on Bayview Avenue in Manhasset.
That's like a walk around.
Yep.
So
yeah, it's a big
fair. If you can't get there 11, you get 12 o'clock, you'll walk around for a couple of hours.
Absolutely.
You know.
Okay. There'll be, you know, because that's what I said, it'll be going on from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So you can come in, get your material.
Right,
you know,
okay.
And so it should be great. I mean,
these things, you know what I like about these things? There's nothing pushy. You walk around to a table, whether it's a nutritionist or a travel for seniors, you'll take some information, you say thank you, and you move on.
Right.
Nobody's here selling you anything.
No,
it's just information.
Sells, right.
You know, sometimes you walk into a store, it kills me. It's like, they're right on top of you. Can I help you?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
well,
right.
That'll look nice. I don't want it. It's
leave
me alone.
No, yeah,
then I walk out.
Yeah. We had a great one in Great Neck a couple of years ago.
Exactly. That's what I said. Really, I mean, they're so successful.
So much worth a while info there.
Yeah.
Right. That's it. You grab it and you know.
So like I said, call 311 or 869-6311 to register for that, because it definitely should be quite the afternoon. And this I also thought was interesting, because when I do research, you know, for the segment of just upcoming North Hempstead press releases, this I thought was really amazing, which kind of goes with the whole North Hempstead keeping this transparency method up. Mm. So it's the town unveiled a new OpenGov software, and this is going to increase just accountability amongst the departments. North Hempstead, they launched a state-of-the-art financial analysis program that enables the general public to access information about the North Hempstead budget, finances, and different expenses, which
really?
I thought was amazing, you know, mm-hmm. because now residents really can go and look and see for themselves, you know, where exactly their tax dollars are going. And I just thought that was so amazing for North Hempstead to take that initiative and say, like, listen, here, we don't have any secrets,
all,
you know.
There, right.
Right. Yeah. So if, you know, if that's your prerogative to go, I just thought that was really pretty amazing. So,
well, that's something. I mean, obviously that's Judy's personality. You know, everything is transparent. You want to look it up? Look it up. We're not hiding something.
Yeah.
And convenient, because you don't have to go to the town hall. So
right. And that's what I thought,
you know. Sit with your iPad. And
it was great.
Just get it.
You're cranky about something. You punch it up and say, oh, I see where it went.
Right. But sometimes you might get curious, you know. And what I think is nice, too, is that, you know, this service will be available on the North Hempstead website. And you don't need to subscribe to any particular form. You don't need to, you know, it's just so you can go to the North Hempstead website and check it. You know, it's not like a whole big process. There'll be a little icon letting you know. So that's the North Hempstead website is www.northhempsteadny.gov. So I just thought that was, you know, I mean, because I always find it interesting that that is a major part of Supervisor Bosworth's whole plan is this, you know, transparency. And this is just another example, which I mean is you can't really get much more transparent than that, you know.
Right.
So,
well, the transparency thing also, it's so amazing, because when I go around town and people know I'm involved with the town, but on a much smaller degree, say, than Christina, it's always complimentary talk in reference to Judy, because she's not hiding anything. She's not coming in with an agenda and saying, oh, Jerry, we'll talk about that some other time.
Right.
You ask a question, she's giving you the answer.
That's right.
And if she doesn't have it, She doesn't shoot. She'll turn around and say, I don't know what that one is. Call tomorrow.
Yeah.
You call. That person you're calling to says, Judy called me and wanted me to know that you were looking for this information. It's amazing.
I'm going to focus on you for a minute.
Yes.
How do you get these great guests week after week?
It's exhausting now. You know, it's really, I've been fortunate is that, you know, Project Independence does have a lot of connections to different organizations throughout the years that, you know, we fostered. So, but, you know, it's just researching. And I mean, the committee, the radio show committee is great. Everybody calls me and says, oh, I met so-and-so. You got to have her on, you know. So they kind of do the vetting out in the community for me, which is great. And because the show has been so successful, we've been getting calls into 301 saying, I want to be on the show. So, I mean, that I love that. That's my favorite because I'm like, you know, yeah. Right. But it's just, and it's fun. I mean, I love it. And, you know, I learn something every week. And even, you know, as the years go by, if you might have one organization on the next year, you have the same one on. It's like you just learn, though, something new each time. So it's.
Because I know every time I turn on a Friday, there's always at least one segment that's really great.
Yeah. And
that's
like,
always
and
the
what
I like. Great, I mean, really interests
yeah,
me. I know
right.
There's some things that I don't have any interest in, but there's at least one segment that really.
Because you know what it is we try to do? We try to cover all, you know, the bases. And, you know, as the years have gone on, we've realized, you know, that it could be. There's so many different interesting topics, whether it is an organization that's providing a service, you know, or if it's a medical thing. I mean, we try and keep it, you know, something for everyone. So it's definitely, and they're archived, which I love. So if you really missed an episode and you want to hear, if you just go to the Project Independence website, you could look at them, which I think is a fun thing to do too. So.
Just to throw one more thing in there, Christina not only picks them, she has to organize it, which I think sometimes is worse than picking them.
Yes.
Once you get a nice guy or girl
right.
that's going to come on, then it's call me back. I can't do this, or
right,
I have to change
right.
the plan. It's
right.
But I am quite persistent, so
yeah.
if you do come across me, I will track you down until I get it.
They never get off the hook.
Yeah, that's right.
They'll
be like, oh, God, you'll get 10,000 confirmations by the time you come on the show.
But that's the way it should be
right,
at the end of the day.
You're doing a fabulous job behind the scenes. And,
I love it. It's fun.
It.
I love every week. And I love being able to, the collaboration between everyone.
Well,
that,
we just
that
got our one-minute warning, and they throw us right off. So the Christina Liu Show is over for this week.
For this week.
You got to look forward to next week.
Right.
Next week we have Ann Margaret Carosa is going to be on, and who's an elder law attorney. Wonderful. She's part of Project Safe. And Barbara Nielsen, who is Together Long Island. She's president of Rebuilding Together, jumping right on top of TRI. Until next week, everybody, have a great, safe week. This is Project Independence and You, signing off.